Where in the world is Justin Wong? It's Overseas Experience, your international news update on 95BFM.
British-Australian academic Kylie Moore-Gilbert, who was arrested by Iran in 2018, has been released yesterday in an exchange for three Iranian prisoners in Thailand. The Melbourne University Middle East Studies lecturer was arrested while at Tehran Airport in September 2018 as she tried to leave after a conference. She was jailed for 10 years in a secret trial for espionage that year, with Iranian authorities claiming she had connections with the British MI6 and Jewish universities. Footage on Iranian TV on Wednesday showed Dr. Moore-Gilbert, who was wearing a grey hijab, being driven away in a minivan and boarding a plane. She was exchanged for three Iranians who were jailed in Thailand over a botched bombing in February 2012 targeting the Israeli embassy in Bangkok. The bomb accidentally detonated in a suburban house. Two of the prisoners were deported, while a third received a royal pardon in August. Iranian TV reported that the three men received a hero's welcome upon their return to Tehran. Since her incarceration, Dr. Moore-Gilbert has gone on hunger strikes, and earlier this year in July, she was transferred to Qashaq, a desert women's prison 35 kilometers southeast of Tehran, was an entity that the US State Department listed as responsible for extrajudicial killings, torture, or other violations of internationally recognized human rights. Human rights groups have said her mental health deteriorated while being held there. In letters smuggled out of Tehran's Evin prison, where Dr. Moore-Gilbert was held before moving to Qashaq, she said she had never been a spy and claimed she rejected Iranian offers for her to become a spy. In a statement, Dr. Moore-Gilbert thanked the Australian government for working to secure her release and her supporters throughout the ordeal. She also said she has nothing but respect, love and admiration for Iran, and she left with bittersweet feelings despite the injustices she has been subjected to. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said he's pleased that Dr. Moore-Gilbert was released, but refused to comment on the conditions that led to her release.
These arrangements in seeking to secure the release of Australians are very difficult to work through. They're very complex. And for the reasons of protecting the safety of all other Australians who potentially can find themselves in difficult situations, the Australian government's practice, regardless of what side of politics we're from, has always been to deal with those issues with a great deal of discretion. But what is true is that Kylie Moore-Gilbert is coming home. She was facing another 8 years in an Iranian prison, wrongfully imprisoned there, wrongfully convicted. And it is incredibly essential that we did the work that was done to secure her release and see her coming home. There have been a few false starts on this over in the past, but we have got there now, and particularly over the course of the last few days, we saw how these events were unfolding, and we kept up the hope, we kept up the prayers too. And as I said on morning television this morning, I've always believed in miracles, and I'm just thankful for this one as well, to see Kylie coming home. She seems to be, in our own conversations, in quite good spirits, but I imagine there's a lot of processing of this to go through yet, and as she returns home to Australia and adjusts to life here again.
But Kylie Moore-Gilbert is not the first and will not be the last foreign or dual Iranian nationals to be held hostage by the Tehran authorities, who have perfected the art of hostage diplomacy since militarized students stormed the US embassy in Tehran and held American hostages for 444 days in 1979. Since then, Tehran has used dual nationals or national security crimes as bargaining chips in its negotiations with other nations. Another example of this was in October 2019, when Australian travel bloggers Jolie King and Mark Firkin were arrested for flying drones too close to military bases. They were released 3 months later in a swap with Iranian student Reza Debashi, who was detained in Brisbane for exporting American radar equipment to Iran, which breached international sanctions. British dual nationals are also being used to pressure London into paying a £450 million arms debt left over since the 1970s. Currently, there are at least 12 dual and foreign nationals being detained in Iran, including French-Iranian anthropologist Fariba Abdelkar, retired British-Iranian engineer Anoush Ashouri, and Dr. Ahmadreza Dejali, an Iranian-born Swedish expert in emergency disaster medicine. Even though being condemned by other countries for their actions, Iran continues to practice it, because why not? Not only they could get what they want, there is little that other countries can do about it under international law, meaning Tehran can always get away with it. And with releasing Dr. Moore Gilbert, bringing them back three imprisoned nationals that are most likely acting on the state's interest, there is little reason why Tehran would stop using the lives of foreign nationals to achieve its own ends.
Overseas Experience with Justin Wong, only on 95 BFM.